我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
In the beginning, we would like to read a few verses of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开启示录。
And please turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们读第六节。
Verse 6.
和第七节
and 7，
我又看见宝座以四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, and circled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
然后十四章
Chapter 14.
我们要从第一节读到第五节。
And let's read from verse 1-5.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their forehead.
我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我听见的，好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。
And I heard a sound from the heaven like the roar of rushing waters and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps.
他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they kept themselves pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruit to God and the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless.
我想我们回头看一下约翰福音。
And let's turn back to the book of John.
约翰福音。
Book of John,
第一章
Chapter 1.
我们先读二十九节
Verse 29.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
三十五节和三十六节
Verse 35 and 36.
在次日约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
The next day John was there again with the two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
我们昨天晚上和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Last night we were talking to brothers and sisters.
启示录这本书是讲到耶稣基督的启示。
Book of Revelation refers to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这一卷书里面关于主耶稣基督的表号或者形象有两个重大的启示。
There are two big reveals to us about how the Jesus Christ was notified.
第一个就是人子。
The first is the Son of Man.
第二个是羔羊。
Second is the Lamb.
我们晓得这是神在末后时代中间最后的启示。
We know that this is the revelation from God at the end age.
这两个启示关乎到末后时代的教会和地上整个的万有。
These two revelations related to the churches on the earth and all the universe.
我想我们作为神的儿女，我们必须要明白神自己的作为。
As the children of God, we have to understand God's work.
特别在今天这个末后的时代。
Especially in this end age.
当你能明白神的这个启示的时候。
When you can understand this revelation from God.
你知道如何在这个世这个末后的时代中怎样跟随主。
Then you know how to follow the Lord in this end age.
也能知道如何预备好自己能迎接主的再来。
And you can know how to prepare yourself to receive Lord's return.
我们昨天也简单的讲过。
Yesterday we also simply mentioned.
什么叫人子呢？
What is son of man?
人子就是神心中所要的那样的人。
Son of man is what God wants, the type of man that God wants.
我们是人。
We are men.
但是我们不是真人。
But we are not the real men.
所以主耶稣来，他把那个真的人的光景表现出来。
And when Jesus Christ came, he revealed what is a true man.
我们是人，但是呢，我们是真，我们不真。
We are human, we are real human, but we are not the true man.
那么感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
他不仅把神所要那个人表现出来。
Not only he revealed what a true man should be.
并且他也要把所有蒙恩得救的人把他改变成为真人。
He also wants to change all those who are saved by grace into the true man.
所以他是一个榜样。
So he is the sample.
那么圣经告诉我们说他如何将来我们也如何。
And the Bible told us that how he is, we will be the same in the future.
这是何等荣耀的盼望。
What a glorious hope to us.
那我们也知道今天我们的主耶稣基督他的这个形象。
And we know this image of Jesus Christ.
神也是用来审判地上整个的教会。
He is going to judge the churches on the earth.
因为教会存在的意义就是要把这个真人显明出来。
Because the meaning of the church existence is to reveal this true man.
所以我们要知道今天对于教会一切事物的那个判断最高的价值在于人子。
So the evaluation of church based on the judgment of Christ.
我们应当学会用神的眼光来看教会。
We have to look at church in the eye of God.
神是用人子作为标准来审判教会。
God used Son of Man as the standard to judge church.
他不是用人子之外的东西。
He didn't use anything else outside of the Son of Man.
当我们打开启示录的时候
，When we open this book of Revelation，
我们看见神第一个注意力就在教会。
We see that the first attention he had is in church.
因为这个是彰显他旨意的地方。
Because this is a place to reveal his will.
是他的家。
This is his home.
是耶稣基督见证的所在。
This is the testimony place for Jesus Christ.
所以神今天在地上，他最注重，他把他整个的眼目所注重的，都是在教会。
So Lord fixed his eyes on church.
所以神要他的教，要他儿子的教会能够表现出那个人子的这种的特性。
So God wants church to reveal the characteristics of Jesus Christ, his son.
这个是我们昨天讲过的。
This is what we mentioned last night.
这是每个作为神的儿女们都应该认识。
This is something that we all as the son of God should understand.
那么什么是羔羊呢？
And what is lamb?
羔羊简单的说就是神所要的那种生命。
In simple word, lamb represents the life that God wants.
人子是神所要的那种人。
Son of man is the type of man that God wants.
而羔羊呢是神所要的那一种的生命。
And lamb represents the type of life that God wants.
我们知道羔羊是属灵生命的一个记号。
We know that lamb represents, it's like a sign for life.
羔羊也是神解决整个宇宙中一切问题的一个答案。
And lamb is the answer for God to solve all the problems in this world.
如果你熟悉圣经的话，
If you're familiar with the Bible,
你就知道这是何等重要的一件事。
You know this is an important factor.
所以在约翰福音第一章的里面，
So in the book of John chapter 1,
这是人类历史上头一个人发现耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
In the world history, he is the first person who recognized Jesus Christ as the lamb.
犹太人呢，过去历史上他们有四千年的历史。
The Jews had the 4,000 years of history.
神要他们这个牧羊、养羊、献羊。
God wanted them to be shepherds, raise the lambs, and to sacrifice lambs.
他们都知道这只羊 可以替他们赎罪。
And they all understand that lamb can redeem for them.
所以他们有一个观念，有一个印象，就觉得这个羊羔是非常重要的。
And therefore they have this concept that lamb is important to them.
但是他们的这个观念呢，只仅仅的在这个动物的这个羊身上。
But this concept stay in the animal.
只等到约翰福音第一章。
Until the book of John chapter 1.
有一天主耶稣出现。
One day Jesus Christ appeared.
这个施洗约翰呢，忽然之间眼睛得开了。
And John the Baptist opened up his eyes.
他知道原来过去犹太人四千年历史中所讲的那个羊羔，那个整个意义是在。
He realized that all in the past 4,000 years that they are awaiting for this lamb is on Jesus Christ. So he called out, Look, the Lamb of God. And the second day he saw Jesus Christ. And he called out, Look, the Lamb of God. Why two times?
两次就证明是真的。
Two times represent it's real.
因为我们常常说看第一次可能看眼花了，对不对？
A lot of time we might have the wrong vision in the first time.
那再看一次，那就证明是真的，真的了。
And when we see it the second time and still the same, then it's real.
所以圣经就启示，原来神的羔羊就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So the Bible revealed to us that the Lamb of God is Jesus Christ Himself.
他说：“看那神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽。”
He said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
是解决罪性的问题。
To solve the sin.
从根源上解决人的一切问题。
To solve the root of the problem.
所以羔羊是神。解决宇宙中间一切问题的答案。
So lamb become the answer for God to solve every problem in this world.
我们需要记得这件事情。
We have to remember this.
因为我们做人呢麻烦很多的。
Because we have a lot of trouble as a human.
我们生活的社会难处也很多的。
We have a lot of troubles in our living.
我们的家庭很多难处。
We have troubles in our family.
我们的学校很多难处。
In our school.
我们的工作很多难处。
In our work.
但是请你记得
But please remember,
神解决这一切问题的答案在羔羊。
God resolved all these problems in the answer of the lamb.
所以呢，今天呢，如果你懂得羔羊的意义
So if you understand the meaning of this lamb,
就没有什么难处不能解决。
Then there is no problem which is unsolvable.
甚至今天地上的教会中也充满难处。
Even inside the church, there are a lot of troubles.
很多是我们用这个方法，用那个方法。
A lot of people says we should use this way, and the other one says we should use the other way.
神的方法就只有一个。
But there is only one way from Lord, which is the lamb.
所以你懂得羔羊的意义。
So if you understand the meaning of the lamb,
就有福了。
You are blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督就是这个羊羔。
We understand our Jesus Christ is the lamb.
他用这个羊羔作为他的一个形象。
He used this lamb to represent him.
是为了要说明他那个生命的特性。
To show us the characteristics of his life.
那么当我们把全本圣经都看一下。
So once we finish reading the whole Bible.
其实我们能感觉到全本圣经都在启示这个羔羊。
Then we should actually see that the whole book of Bible is reviewing this lamb.
并且他用两幅图画来形容这个羔羊。
And it used two pictures to show this lamb.
我们可以说呢，从创世纪一直到约翰福音。
From the book of Genesis to the book of John.
让你看见羔羊在哪里。
Where do you see the lamb?
让你看见羔羊在祭坛上。
You can see the lamb on the altar.
我们都知道旧约圣经所有的羔羊最后都要上祭坛的。
We understand from the Old Testament that the lamb eventually end up on the altars.
所以从创世纪到约翰福音，我们一再的看见羔羊是被杀的，被杀的羔羊。
So from the book of Genesis to all the way to the book of John, we see that lamb is slain.
但是圣经呢，它对羔羊的启示。不光是让我们看见他是被杀的羔羊。
But from the book of Bible in the revelation of this lamb, not just to show us that it's being slain.
我们可以说从使徒行传一直到启示录。
And from the book of Acts all the way to the book of Revelation.
这里给我们看见羔羊另外一幅的图画。
It shows a second picture of the lamb.
这幅图画让我们看见羔羊在宝座上。
The second picture showed that the lamb is on the throne.
所以弟兄姊妹，全本圣经就给我们这两幅图画。
So the Bible gave us these two pictures.
很容易记，对不对？
Very easy to remember.
一个是什么？
One is
羔羊在 祭坛上
lamb on the altar.
另外一个呢，羔羊在宝座上
Second is lamb on the throne.
我们知道我们的主不仅上十字架为我们献祭。
We understand our Christ not only get up to the cross.
当他从死里复活之后
when he revived from the dead,
神用右手高举他。
Our God used right hand to lift him up and let him sit on the throne.
感谢主在启示录第五章也让我们看见。
Thanks the Lord in the chapter 5 of book of Revelation.
他即使上了这个宝座。
When he is on the throne,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他仍就是羔羊。
He is still a lamb.
所以这两幅图画对我们来讲有非常的意义。
So these two pictures is very meaningful to us.
我们可以说羔羊在祭坛上是路。
We can say the lamb on the altar show us the way.
羔羊在宝座上是目的。
The lamb in the throne show us the ultimate reason.
羔羊在祭坛上
lamb on the
是受苦受死的。
Lamb on the altar is to suffer.
是受羞辱的。
Is suffering humility.
但是羔羊在宝座上是荣耀的。
But lamb on the throne is glorious.
是有全能的。
Has all the power.
弟兄姊妹，这两幅图画也成了我们今天基督徒属灵生命经历的两个重要的经历。
So these two pictures are the same experience that we are going to experience.
若是没有羔羊在祭坛上的经历，就不可能有羔羊在宝座上的那个经历。
It's impossible to experience lamb on the throne without experience lamb on the altar.
我想这样应该很清楚，对不对？
I think this is clear.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们牢牢地记住。
Please remember these.
你知道约翰福音第十章第十节的话。
You know, in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10.
这常常是被用来传福音的。
And it's being used to spread the gospel.
主讲得很清楚。
God said it clearly.
主说，我来了是要叫什么？大部分都说叫人得生命，比较得的更丰盛，对不对？
And it says that I come to give a more abundant life.
主耶稣说，我来的是叫人得生命，比较得的更丰盛。
I come to give you life and to have a more abundant life.
但是我们知道嘛，这句话是不，我们是把它引用了。
But we quoted this.
圣经的原文不是这个。
And the original text doesn't mean so.
主说我来了是要叫什么羊的生命。
Lord says I come to give life to the lamb.
并且得着更丰盛。
So that they have a more abundant life.
所以你知道今天我们基督徒追求啊。
So today as a Christians what we are seeking.
我们不是要得人的生命。
We are not seeking a life of human.
我们是要得什么羊的生命。
We are seeking a life as a lamb.
所以在教会里面羊的生命越多越好。
So in a church, if you have more life of lamb, it's better.
圣经让我们看见，不仅主耶稣是羊，我们也是羊。
So we see that not only Jesus Christ is lamb, we are also lambs.
我们要得丰盛的羊的生命。
We have to receive this abundant life as a lamb.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is very precious.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在启示录里面。
In the book of Revelation.
从第五章开始。
Chapter 5.
我们看见那里整个是一个羔羊的世界。
Then we see that the world belonged to the lamb.
这里羔羊被提了很多次。
Lamb was mentioned many, many times.
这个很奇妙是什么呢？
What a miracle is it?
我们知道在这个福音书到书信的里面。
We understand that in these gospel books.
提到羔羊的时候啊，那个希腊文呢，本身就是讲到一个小小的羔羊。
When they mention about lamb in the original Greek text, it mentioned this little lamb.
但是你知道到启示录里面，
But in the book of Revelation,
它出现另外一个希腊字。
It used a different Greek word.
而这个字呢，这个字呢，更是强调那个羔羊的小。
And it even emphasized how small the lamb is.
所以你读四福音书的时候，你可以说是个羔羊，到了启示录的时候是个小羔羊。
So if you are reading the four gospel book, you mention about the lamb, and in the book of Revelation, it mentioned a small lamb.
那么启示录让我们看见， 这只被杀的羔羊现在正在坐在宝座上。
But we see in the book of Revelation that this slain lamb is now sitting on the throne.
圣经讲说他好像刚刚被杀的。
And the Bible mentioned as if like he was just slain.
这说明我们的主耶稣基督永远是被杀的羔羊。
And it represents that our Jesus Christ is continuously being slain.
他只是即使上了宝座，他仍旧是个被杀的羔羊。
Even when he is sitting on the throne, he is still that slain lamb.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个有具备有何等属灵意义的一件事情。
This has a very meaningful spiritual meaning.
我们简单的来说，主耶稣上了十字架，不上了宝座，他人就是一个背十字架的一个羔羊。
In another simple word, that even Jesus Christ had resurrected from the cross and now sitting on the throne, but even sitting on the throne, he's still holding this cross.
我们知道宝座代表权柄。
We understand throne represents authority.
代表荣耀。
Represents glory.
那么，在这个荣耀的宝座上坐的是什么
？So in this glorious throne, who is sitting there?
是个羔羊。
It's a lamb.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你就看见这一幅图画说明什么
？So brothers and sisters, when you see this picture, what does it represent?
神很清楚启示我们，只有羔羊的生命能够为神掌权。
God revealed to us that only the life of lamb can hold to this authority.
所以当那个长老说：“哎呀，这里有一卷书，没有人能够。”天使说没有人能够展开。
So when the angel said, "Here is a scroll that no one can open."
约翰就哭了。
And John cries.
是吧？长老来说了。
And then elders came. Don't cry.
他说看了大卫支派的狮子。
And it says, "Look, the son of David."
是个 lion.
The lion of David.
哦，他可以怎么样？可以揭开这个书卷。
He can open the scroll.
结果呢，这个，约翰一看，没有狮子，是羊。
But John looked and he didn't see a lion. He saw a lamb.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们的心中都希望我们的主是狮子。
We all hope from the bottom of our hearts that our Lord is like a lion.
但是我们主耶稣喜欢做羔羊。
But our Lord Jesus Christ liked to be the lamb.
他愿意用个小小的羊羔来表现他的自己。
He is willing to accept the little lamb to represent him.
但是我们在启示录里面看见
，In the book of Revelation, we saw.
不仅这个羔羊可以坐在神的宝座上
，Not only this lamb can sit on the throne next to God.
他也掌管将来整个的天地。
He also hold on to the universe.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
今天呢，神希望他把他的权柄也托付给人。
Today, God wants to hand down this authority to us.
那么，什么人可以为神掌权呢
？Who can hold this authority for God?
只有羔羊生命性情的人能为神掌权。
Only those who have this life of lamb.
今天呢，我们很多人都喜欢那个。在教会中也是替神掌权，对不对
？Today, a lot of brothers and sisters want to hold this authority for God in church.
很简单
，very simple.
你只要把羔羊的生命性情显明出来了
，once you can reveal these characteristics of the lamb,
你自然就能为神掌权。
Then you can hold this authority for God.
所以简单的来说
，so in simple word,
属灵的权柄。是用属灵的生命来掌管的。
The spiritual authority has to be ruled by the spiritual life.
所以教会中的权柄不是地位的。
So the authority in church is not about status.
不是一个职分的。
It's not about the position.
是生命的。
It's life.
这个生命在哪里
？Where is this life?
这个权柄就在哪里
？Then where is the authority?
人必须有羔羊的生命。
Man has to have this life of lamb.
才能为。神来掌权
，then they can hold this authority for God.
这是一个重要的原则。
This is an important principle.
感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
Thanks our Lord Jesus.
他是神呐、啊、
，He is God.
他真是伟大无比呀、啊、
，He is great.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们都不知道我们的神有多伟大。
We didn't understand how great our God is.
天地都容不下他。
That He
对不对
cannot be captured by the heaven and earth.
整个万有都是他所创造的。
He created the universe.
啊，神。的伟大远超过人的想象。
The greatness of God is supersede our imagination.
但是呢，他愿意用一个小小的羊羔作为他的一个表号。
But he is willing to accept this little lamb as the sign for him.
所以我们要记得。
So we have to remember.
神是伟大的。
God is great.
但是羔羊是微小的。
But lamb is very little.
但是你不能轻看这个小小的羊羔。
But you cannot look down on this little lamb.
因为里面是伟大的神。
Because inside is that great God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个都是圣经中给我们启示的重要的一些原则。
So these are important principles revealed by the Bible.
所以我们刚刚讲的这个羔羊是个小小的羔羊。
Even though we said this lamb is very little.
就是它是一个微小的生命。
He has this little life.
你知道吧，在属灵的追求上面。
So in pursuing the spiritual life.
我们常常不懂得那个秘诀。
We always neglected the secret.
有很多基督徒呢，这个世界不要，到世界他不要追求名利。
So a lot of Christians in this world, they don't want to go for the fame.
很多人喜欢追求在教会中的伟大。
But they want to be great in church.
教会历史上有很多人说，我们要做伟大的属灵人。
A lot of in the church history, there are so many people want to be the high status person, spiritual person.
不是。
No.
弟兄姊妹们，主的原则是微小。
The principle is to be small.
其实你越小，你越蒙恩。
The smaller you are, the more blessing you have.
所以主保罗，你看他侍奉主啊。
So you see how Paul served the Lord.
他本来叫扫罗。
Originally he was named Saul.
后来他到了一个地方呢，就取名叫保罗。
And then at a place he became Paul.
那保罗是什么意思啊
？What is the meaning of Paul?
保罗就是 little。
Paul means little.
当然有人讲说他从这个希伯来文转到希腊文。
Some people says between the translation of Hebrew to the Greek.
但是你会看见保罗里面有一个意念，他微小自己。
But you see this thought of Paul that he want to be small.
基督教里面有一个有名的人叫 Paul Little.
There is this famous person in the Christianity.
那还蛮出名的。
His name is Paul Little. He's famous.
因为他的 last name 是 Little, 所以他起名叫 Paul.
Because his last name is Little, so then he called himself Paul.
我们今天很多人喜欢保罗，因为什么？在我们心目中，保罗是神伟大的仆人。
A lot of people like Paul because in their impression that Paul is this great man used by God.
我们中间有弟兄姊妹取名叫保罗的吗？有没有
？Is there anyone named Paul here?
可能很多保罗。
Maybe we have many Pauls.
你不要想错了啊
！Don't think it wrong.
保罗不是伟大。
Paul doesn't mean great.
保罗是微小。
Paul means little.
所以你取这个名字，你要懂这个意思，你要常常提醒自己 Paul, little.
So when you have this name for yourself, you have to remind yourself, Paul means little.
其实微小自己呢，是一个属灵的秘诀，是一个蒙福的秘诀。
When you shrink yourself, this is the secret to be blessed.
其实你知道吗？你小就很不容易受伤。
So, you know, when you are little, you cannot be hurt.
你知道基督教里面很多大有名望的人呢、啊、有一个弟兄讲得很好他仇敌啊打得很简单用小指拇指这么一戳就倒。
In Christianity history, you see that a lot of this great spiritual person, and they are easily being pushed down.
你大的话呢仇敌很容易打到你。
When you are big, the enemies can hit you easily.
你小打不到你。
When you are little, they cannot aim you.
这不是很好吗
Isn't it nice?
有的时候我们常讲哎呀我最近受伤了难过。
And we always say, oh, I suffered and hurt.
弟兄姊妹跑来跟我讲哎呀我今天最受伤了。
And some brothers and sisters come to me and say, oh, I got hurt.
我说就是因为太大了。
Because you're too big.
因为小就不受伤。
If you're little, you would not be hurt.
所以弟兄姊妹们微小是个秘诀。
So brothers and sisters, being little is the secret.
不仅是个秘诀微小它是一个单纯的生命
Not just being little is a simple life
Pure
A pure life
你看这个小小的羊羔是一个很纯洁的生命
So when you see this lamb is pure
非常的单纯
Very simple
并且呢它是一个充满活力的生命
And it's full of life
为什么呢因为我们知道在旧约圣经里面你把羊羔献上的时候你只能献什么献一岁的羊羔
And do you understand in the Old Testament when you sacrifice a lamb you can only sacrifice the 1 year old lamb
所以这个一岁的羊羔呢是生命力最好最新鲜最 最活泼的时候。
At this one-year-old lamb, it is the most strongest life in this lamb life.
所以旧约圣经里面神常常告诉我们，你不要把老羊拿来献哈。
So in the Old Testament, it mentioned that you should not sacrifice the old lamb.
你不要把那个有病的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的拿来献。
And do not give any handicap or sick lamb.
所以那个羊要无瑕无疵的。
So this lamb has to be perfect.
那么这个在我们经历中间来讲啊。
So in our experience,
就是说你要把东西献给神，你要把你一生中间最好的拿来献给神。
When you want to offer to God, you have to offer the best to God.
我们常常有时候是，这个好像不要了，那给神吧。
A lot of time we feel that, oh, maybe this one I don't need it anymore. Let's give it to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个原则可以运用的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to apply this principle.
比方你今天来聚会。
Today you come to the meeting.
你要把什么？你把你最好的精神拿来。
You have to bring your best spirit here.
你不能搞了个筋疲力尽跑到这里来了。
You cannot be weary and come here.
弟兄姊妹们，那个敬拜，是没有多少价值。
When you come like that, your worship is meaningless.
我记得曾经有，不知道有没有跟你们讲过。
I don't know if I mentioned this to you before.
我们有一个弟兄啊，当然也很同情的，上班精疲力尽跑来祷告聚会。
We had this brother who worked very hard at work and then came to the prayer meeting.
他每次跪在我旁边都睡着了。
And he knelt down next to me and he fell asleep.
有时候还打呼了。
And sometimes he snored.
哎呀，然后等那散会了，阿门起来了。
And once the prayer meeting is done, and then he amen and he woke up.
他说：“弟兄，你不要骂我啊。”
And he was saying, Brother Song, don't yell at me.
他说我能来就不错了。
It's a pity if it's good that if I can come.
并且我在神面前这么安息。
And I have this peaceful rest in front of the Lord.
你不要骂我哈，不要骂我哈。
Please don't score at me.
我也没什么话好讲。
And I have nothing else to say.
他看见他精疲力尽。
Because he's really weary.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
记得我们要献上的羊羔。是一岁的羊羔。
Remember, the lamb that we are going to give to the Lord is the one-year-old lamb.
我们要把最好的献给主。
We are giving the best thing to the Lord.
想想我们的神多尊贵呀。
You have to think that how honor our Lord is.
所以在属灵的生命上。
So in this spiritual life.
我们要追求那个新鲜、活泼、有力的这个光景。
We have to go. 献给我们的主。We have to go after our best and healthiest life to gift to offer to our God.
所以我常常有时候在教会里面，我指责那些年轻人。
So I always talk to the youth in church.
我说你们呐，是年轻的老弟兄老姊妹。
I said you are the young brothers and sisters.
我散了会你就很活泼。
You are so active after the meeting.
聚会里面你也不祷告也不唱诗。
But at the gathering you are not praying, you are not singing.
坐在那里无精打采的。
You are just sitting there so tired.
我们看见很多年长的弟兄姊妹来聚会，他们很精神呐。
And we see the older brothers and sisters, they are full of spirit when they are sitting here.
我说他们是年老的小羊。
And I call them as the older small lamb.
他们是年老的年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And they are the old age young brothers sisters.
求主生给我们。
May Lord give us.
这个不是指着年龄说的。
This is not pointing to your age.
生命的性质说的。
It's pointing to the characteristic of your life.
充满活力的生命。
That your life has to be alive.
当然，一个小小的羊羔也是个柔软的生命。
And on the other hand, this little lamb is also weak.
所以，以赛亚说。
So the book of Isaiah said.
好像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
That lamb was put to this altar to be slain.
默默无声。
And he is quiet.
Silence of lamb, 这是有名的话。
And the lamb was silent.
他是完全顺服。
A totally obedience.
只有这个柔软的生命才能顺服。
Only with this soft life can be totally obedient.
当然，他也是一个受苦的生命。
But it's also a life full of suffering.
因为最后他要被杀献祭。
Because at the end, it need to be slain and to be offered.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经中呢，关于这个羔羊的意义来讲，描述告诉我们，实在是一个丰富的意义。
And this Bible revealed all this aspect of the life of lamb is full of abundance.
请记得。
Please remember.
如果你想与主一同掌权。
If you want to hold authority with the Lord.
享受宝座上的荣耀。
And enjoy that glorious on the throne.
你必须 有羔羊的生命。
And you must have this life of lamb.
表现羔羊的生命。
And to reveal the life of lamb.
所以属灵的生命掌管属灵的权柄，这是一个神所启示的原则。
So the spiritual life to manage the spiritual authority is something that God wants.
那么在启示录里面。
In the book of Revelation,
告诉我们羔羊才是万王之王万族之主。
And it called the Lamb as the King of the Kings and Lord of Lords.
你是王吗？他是万王之王。
Are you a king? But he is the King of Kings.
你是主吗？
Are you Lord?
他是万族之主。
He is Lord of all Lords.
那么怎么表现？就是羔羊的生命。
And how is it being represented?
所以只有这个羔羊生命有这样的一种的。
So only this life of Lamb has this honorable life.
只有他配得能够揭开神的启印。
And therefore, only this Lamb is worthy to open the scroll.
有人讲呢，这个书卷呢，其实就是全地的所有权状。
And someone mentioned that the scroll is related to the universe.
不是所有权状，这个就是。你这个 property 证明是你的有一个。
Oh, it represents the title of the inheritance.
啊，那么这里告诉我们，本来这个地就属于神的。
And it mentioned that this world belonged to Lord.
但是仇敌用不法的权势把它占据。
But the enemy had occupied it illegally.
现在主把这个土地所有的权状拿回来。
So our Lord is going to redeem all these titles.
重新一次宣告整个万有都是他的。
And re-declare that the whole universe belongs to him.
感谢主啊。
Thanks the Lord.
从主的十字架上死的那一刻，整个万有重新归回给主。
From the time our Lord was nailed and died on the cross, the whole universe returned to him.
然后我们在启示录看见，他就开始展开全地的审判。
And in the book of Revelation, we see that he opened up the judgment to this world.
他成全了像但以理的启示。
And he fulfilled the revelation review of Daniel.
预言但以理七十个期的。最后一个七。
And Daniel had this 77, and the revelation revealed the last seven.
啊，七印揭开了。
And the seven seals is opened.
然后七号吹响了。
Seven horns were blown.
七个碗开始实行。
Seven bowls start.
弟兄姊妹们，你我在今天在末后的世代。
Brothers and sisters, at its end age.
当你看见许许多的灾害。发生的时候
When you see all the disasters happening,
我们要知道这是我们进入神大审判的一个时代。
We have to understand that this is entering into God's judgment.
因为圣经已经这样预言了。
Because Bible already had this prophecy.
神在末后时代的工作已经启动了。
God's work in this end age started.
但是感谢神。
Thanks the Lord.
因为掌管整个万有权柄的是羔羊。
Because the one that is holding to the authority of the universe is the Lamb.
啊，所以我们不需要害怕。
So we do not need to be afraid.
你如果仔细读圣经啊，
if you read the Bible detail,
但是有怜悯，
then you will see the mercies.
哎呀，我从前读啊，不懂。
In the old time when I read, I do not understand.
啊，审判，怎么连碗也拿出来了？
And I do not understand why judgment related to bowl.
哎，我说这个，好像。未免太乡下了，乡下人那样做。
And it's like maybe it's too rural.
但是后来呢，我在懂着，我满心感谢我的主。
But after reading a few more times, then I truly thanks the Lord.
因为这是羔羊的审判。
Because this is the judgment from the Lamb.
所以在审判的时候，人就以怜悯为念。
So the Lamb, so the judgment has full of mercy.
如果说天使出来了，不是个碗，是个盆，那就不得了了。
So if the angel came in, it didn't come with a bowl, but come with a big plate.
感谢主是碗，不是盆呢。
And thanks the Lord, this is a bowl, not a big bucket.
如果是用桶的话，那可不得了了。
If it used a big bucket, then it is even worse.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要感谢我们的神。
We have to thanks our Lord.
但是虽然是碗。
Even though it's a bowl,
但是也是非常可怕的一些灾患。
It's already disastrous enough.
但是感谢主，这一切都握在他的手中。
but everything is in hold of his hand.
只有羔羊是万王之王万主之主。
Only the lamb is the king of kings and lord of lords.
他不仅得回所有的权，他也审判整个万有。
Not only he received all the authority, he judged the world.
然后我们看见他跟仇敌之间开始进行一个全面的征战。
And you see that a complete war between him and the enemy.
很有意思，就是圣经中讲到这个仇敌的都是兽啊，七头十脚的。
The Bible mentions all these enemies as beasts.
这个兽出现的时候，你看那个声势之大，真是惊人呐！
And the beast described in the Bible is so big and huge and loud.
啊，这个羊羔呢，就是小小的羊羔。
And this lamb is so little.
所以最后，人类历史上末了的一个大征战，就是小羊羔跟大兽之间的征战。
So the end war is between this little lamb and those fiery beasts.
很奇妙。
It's a miracle.
这说明什么？
What does it mean?
我们的神是全能的神。
That our God is the Almighty God.
老实讲，仇敌在神眼中算不得什么。
And the enemy is nothing to our God.
他不需要派个狮子出来。
He doesn't.
小小羊羔出来就统统把你打败。
He doesn't need to send a lion. He just needs to send the little lamb.
那说明我们主的全能。
So this shows the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹们。在这里我们看见主耶稣打败众仇敌。
And here we see that Jesus Christ has defeated all the enemies.
毁坏一切的势力。
Has defeated all the authorities.
那么这里讲到属灵征战的一个重要秘诀，请我们记得。
And here reveal the secret of spiritual war.
属灵的征战是一个性质的征战。
The spiritual war is about the principle.
还不是在乎外面的大小的。
It doesn't matter about the size.
哦，我们以为大就行。不不不。
We think of the bigger size the better.
只要有羔羊的性质。
But as long as they have the characteristics of the lamb,
就是得
胜。It's the victory.
仇敌的权势再大也会失败。
No matter how more authority the enemy has, they will fail.
所以你看，我们是不是要更多增加羊的生命呢？
So you see that we have to increase our life as a lamb.
我们要追求更多羔羊的生命。
We have to,
在我们的里面。
We have to pursue more life of lamb.
并且呢，圣经预先告诉我们魔鬼最后的失败。
And the Bible already foretell us the failure of our enemy.
我们看见最后整个仇敌和他的势力都打入火。
And we will see that the whole enemy and Satan was put into Hades.
所以在启示录里面把这一部的景况也完全告诉我们。
And the book of Revelation show us the whole pictures.
让我们看见那个关键在于羔羊。
And the key is at the lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要明白羔羊的意义。
We have to understand the meaning of this lamb.
感谢我们的主啊。
Thanks our Lord.
他因为以羔羊的形象登宝座。
He get to the throne as the lamb.
他掌管了整个宇宙的权柄。
He hold on to the authority of the whole universe.
在末了的时代。
So at the end age.
神在宝座上牧养他的百姓。
Lord shepherd his people on this throne.
这个牧养叫做全能的牧养。
And this shepherding is a mighty shepherd.
所以我们不需要害怕。
We do not need to be afraid.
地上的光景在翻腾的时候。
Whatever disasters coming up on this earth.
灾难出来的时候。
A lot of disasters.
弟兄姊妹，你我应当相信主在宝座上。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have to believe that Lord is sitting on the throne.
他用全能管住整个万有。
He has this authority to manage.
你知道我年轻的时候呢
？You know when I'm still young，
我常常会有这样的一个思想。
I have this thought。
有时候我上飞机了。
Sometimes I get onto the plane。
我说感谢主啊。
And then I will say thank the Lord。
因为我在飞机上。
Because I'm on the plane。
整个飞机要蒙保守的。
So the whole plane will be blessed。
弟兄姊妹，你有这个信心吗
？So brothers and sisters, would you have this faith？
虽然那个时候我年幼，我这个思想很年幼。
Even though I was young and I have this.
但是我里面充满了荣耀的感觉。
I have this simple thought, but I felt that I'm filled of glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天主用他的全能在牧养我们。
Today our Lord is using His almighty power to shepherd us.
我们相信主的全能。
And we believe in His power.
并且他要给许多在苦难中的圣徒。 带来最大的安慰。
And he is going to bring the biggest comfort to all those brothers and sisters who suffered.
如果今天你因为爱主、跟随主的缘故，你流了很多的眼泪，主要把你的眼泪擦干。
Today, if you because you love the Lord and you follow the Lord, you tears a lot because of the Lord. Lord is going to wipe away your tears.
所以启示录告诉我们。
So the book of Revelation told us.
羔羊在宝座上。
The Lamb is on the throne.
他在牧养我们。
He is watching us.
何等荣耀的思想
What a glorious thought.
那么在启示录也提到
And the book of Revelation
将来还有个羔羊的婚宴
Also mentioned there is this wedding of lamb.
在十九章讲到羔羊的婚宴
In the book of, in chapter 19 mentioned about this.
那些历代爱主的圣徒读到这段圣经都羡慕
And all the Christians love this, this chapter.
我不知道今天在座弟兄姊妹啊有多少弟兄姊妹是懂得这个羔羊婚宴
I don't know how many brothers and sisters under this wedding.
可能我们觉得很陌生。
It may be strange to us.
我们感觉好像那是别人的婚宴，参不参加无所谓，对不对
？We might thought that this is a wedding of someone else that we can join or not join.
历史历代爱主的圣徒啊，都渴望能够参加这个羔羊的婚宴。
All the Christians who come from in the history were desiring to be invited in this wedding.
你怎么样能够有资格参加这个婚宴呢
？How can you qualify?
因为这个被称作是羔羊的婚宴。
Because it was called as the wedding of the lamb.
所以你要追求有丰盛羔羊的生命。
So you have to have this lamb life in you.
那才是一个真正欢喜快乐的时候。
And then that will be the cheerful time.
弟兄姊妹们，到了二十一章，然后才讲到羔羊的妻。
And at the chapter 21, it mentioned about.
所以一般读二十一章，讲到真正羔羊的妻。
It mentioned about the wife of this lamb.
十九章是讲到羔羊的心腹。
And chapter 19 mentioned about the new wife of the lamb.
Not new wife, not new wife.
The bride of the wife.
不是 new wife.他没有 old wife, new wife.
The bride of the
bride,
wife.
那么那里是指给什么指着一般在地上真正爱主天天跟随羔羊有羔羊生命的一般人。
It refers to the people who follow the Lord when they are on the earth, and this is the award for them.
到二十一章那是全教会。
And chapter 21, it referred to the whole church.
我想我没时间去解释这个。
I don't think I have time to explain the whole thing,
你只要能记得这个就可以。
But just remember this.
然后呢，我们看见永世开始。
And then we see the eternity start.
永世里是什么呢？
And what is this eternity?
羔羊的性质充满整个天地。
That the characteristics of this life fill the earth.
新天新地。
The new world.
是个满了羔羊性质的地方。
New heaven and new earth full of lamb.
新的城。
The new city.
没有殿。殿是主神和羔羊是殿。
The God and the Lamb is the temple.
并且那里也没有光了，不需要这些灯光。
And there is no more light needed.
也不需要太阳光了。
No more need of the sun.
他讲神是光。
It says God is light.
羔羊是灯。
And the Lamb is the lamp.
Light.
这个 It's the light.
所以我们到那个时候，我们看见我们整个都活在生命的光里面。
And you see that our life is under this bright light.
那里有生命的河。
And it has the river of life.
并且我们这些蒙恩得救的人，永远与他一同作王，一同做祭司。
And the one who are saved will be with sitting on the throne with him forever as a priest.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是羔羊所带进的结果。
Brothers and sisters, these are all the end results brought in by the Lamb.
如果你要仔细读这个启示录的话
，So if you read the book of Revelation clearly,
里面是包括了多么的丰富啊
！How abundant it is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
求主开我们的眼睛
，May Lord open our eyes,
让我们能看见启示录中主耶稣基督的第二个。
So that we can see the second sign of Christ Jesus.
这个表号
And this sign.
是你我今天属灵经历教会生活中间必须有的经历
Is the experience that you and I as a Christian have to have.
所以 启示录呼召我们要做羔羊的同伴，羔羊的跟随者。
So the book of Revelation calls us to be the accompanying with the Lamb.
我们在今生今世，我们就要学习跟随羔羊。
In our lifetime, we have to learn how to follow the Lamb.
所以在末了的时代。
So at this end age,
在我个人的感觉中
，in my personal feeling,
启示录第十四章的第一节到第五节，这是主给我们最好的，也是最重要的一段启示。
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, 1 to 5, it gives us the best revelations.
这一段话里面包括的一些重要的经历，都是你我今天在地上就需要经历。
It mentioned things that you and I should experience.
他这里告诉我们有十四万四千人。
It mentioned about 144,000 people.
他们的脚跟随羔羊一同站在锡安山上。
Their foot followed the lamb and stand on Mount Zion.
我们知道锡安山是代表神永远的旨意。
We understand Mount Zion represents the eternal will.
羔羊站在锡安山。
And the lamb stand on Mount Zion.
144,000人跟他一同站在锡安山。
144,000 people stand with him.
他们是羔羊的跟随者。
They are the followers of the lamb.
他们有羔羊的形象。
They have the image of lamb.
因为他们有丰盛羔羊的形象。
Because they have this abundant life as a lamb.
可以跟我们的主一同脚站锡安山。
Then they are qualified to stand on the Mount Zion with our Lord.
他们是锡安山上。羔羊的同伴。
And they are the accompanying of the lamb on the Mount Zion.
求主借着他的灵把这幅景象开在我们的眼前。
And may the Lord open up this vision to us.
叫我们里面充满了爱慕。
So that we can have this desire.
在今生今世。
That in our life, that in
our
lifetime, we want to be the accompaniment of the lamb. To follow the lamb.
那么这里讲到十四万四千人。
And here it mentioned 144,000 people.
那就说呢，这个族群是有数字的限制。
And so this authority has the limitation to the numbers.
不是所有神的百姓。
Not all the people of God.
那是中间有一部分真正跟随羔羊的百姓。
So only a portion of those people who truly follow the Lord.
你知道在教会历史上很好玩的。
You know, in the church history.
有很多团体啊。他们在抢着，来宣告他们自己是的十四万四千人。
A lot of group want to declare themselves as part of this 144,000 people.
天主教就这么说的。
The Catholic claim themselves.
这十四万四千人呢，是我们天主教徒的。
And they claim that this 144,000 people as Catholics.
你知道那个大异端那个耶和华见证人会，他们也讲这十四万四千人是他们的。
And you know, in Jehovah Witness, they also claim this.
更糟糕说，他们说现在呢，这个数额已经满了。
And what worse is that they call themselves fulfilled this 144,000.
那你我就没希望了。
Then you and I are hopeless.
乱讲。
This is nonsense.
所以有人讲这十四万四千人呢，只不过是什么呢？是一个预表的数字。
So someone says this 144,000 is just a number to represent.
应该这样算，是12乘12的一千倍。
So it should say 12 by 12 times 1,000.
所以呢，没有限制。
So it's unlimited.
但是确实是有一个数字。
But in fact, there is a number.
所以这给我们带来很大的安慰。
So this comfort us.
弟兄姊妹，你要有份，这十四万四千人还有希望。
So brothers and sisters, you are still hopeful to be part of this 144,000.
有希望，有希望啊。
You have the hope.
所以呢，我们需要主的恩典。
So we need God's grace.
那么吸引我们怎么样能够有份于这十四万四千人呢
？And how can we be part of this 144,000?
他们必须具备有羔羊的气质。
They have to have this characteristics as a lamb.
这个气质这个字哈，那么就是什么？是性格加上性情，就是气质。
The characteristics represent your
character,
your character and your temper,
disposition
of your
那个你的性情
啊 ，of your personality.
也不是 personality， 这我们人有人的性情，性情啊，就。Anyway, 性格加上性情就是那个气质。
Your character adding your personality.
好，你英文如果搞不通的话呢，散了会再来弄。
We'll research more about how to translate to the right word.
对不对？听中文的都懂，是吧
？If you understand in Chinese, right?
很重要。
It's important.
今天我们需要有羔羊的性格。
Today we have to have this character.
我们也需要有羔羊的性情。
as the Lamb.
啊，那么呢？这是今天我们在主面前的追求。
This is what we should pursue today.
他们怎么样能够培养出这种的气质的
？And how can they nurture this type of characteristics?
有人说这个气质英文或者用 air 这个字，这个 air 能不能完全表示？我不太清楚啊。
Some of them use this air as the word to describe.
啊，反正简单讲就有那么个味道，有那个味道。
And in another word, you have this smell of this lamb.
啊，所以下面有几个点我们要牢记住。
Then we have the following points to be remembered.
在十四章的第一节到第五节告诉我们。
That is from the chapter 14, 1 to 5 mentioned to us.
啊，它第一个特点是什么呢
？What's the first?
他说呢。他们都有他的名和他父的名写在额头上。
That they have their name, his name and his father's name written on their forehead.
什么叫写在额头上
？What is written on their forehead?
第一个就是明显的见证。
What is that means a clear testimony?
他们无论到哪里去
，No matter where they go，
都让人看见，首先看见是基督徒。
What they see is that they are Christian.
他们没有。隐藏的
they are not hiding.
所以你看见今天世界上很多人抗议的时候，很喜欢弄个条子绑在这个额头这里，对不对
？So you see, when a lot of people go to protest, they put a band on their head.
为什么绑在额头上
？Why you put a band on your forehead?
因为这个地方最明显的地方，人的额头啊，一眼就看见。
Because this is most obvious place that people can see.
所以我们要把我们基督徒的见证摆在明显的地方。
So our testimony as a Christian has to be put an obvious place.
不要暗中做基督徒。
Do not be a hidden Christian.
你不要害怕做基督徒。
Do not be afraid to be a Christian.
把这个摆在明显地方。
Put it in an obvious place.
把主的名和父的名。
Put the Lord's name and your Father's name.
那么第二方面的意义是什么
？And the second point is.
因为我们人头的额头是我们的思想的部位。
Forehead is where we our mind is.
就说你每时每刻。都要思念主的名，思念父的名。
So, every minute, every second, you have to think of the Lord's name and your
Father's name. 当你做任何事的时候，你要想到主的名。
And whatever you do, you think of Father's name.
我做这件事情会不会羞辱主的名
？Would I do this to humiliate my Father's, my
Lord's name? 我做这件事情能叫主的名和父的名得荣耀吗
？Would I do this to glorify my Father's and the Lord's name?
啊，今天我们有很多时候，我们做事不顾你羞辱主的名啊。
A lot of time we do things without thinking of the Lord's name.
所以我们要把主的名和父的名摆在最明显的这个地位上。
So we have to put the Lord's name and our Father's name at the very obvious place.
我知道有很多基督徒甚至到外面吃饭呢，连餐厅里面祷告都不敢。
I know a lot of Christians when they go out to eat in restaurant, they are afraid to pray.
最近这些年我发觉，美国人中间也多了。
And nowadays, I find more people.
很多人在车上、飞机上，他们也祷告。
And more people are willing to pray in public.
我们不需要怕让人家知道，对不对
？We should not be afraid.
我们就是基督徒。
We are Christians.
你进到学校，你就让人家看见你是基督徒。
We enter into school, we have to show them that we are Christians.
你去做事的时候，你就让你的同事知道你是基督徒。
When we go to work, we have to show our coworkers we are Christians.
并且我们做每一样事物，我们都思想到主的名和父的名。
And everything we do, we have to think of our Father's name and our Lord's name.
这是我们今天呢要做羔羊的同伴的第一个要求。
So this is the first requirement for us to be the accompanying of the Lamb.
然后呢，第二件事情。
And the second point.
他们唱新歌。
They are singing this new song.
我想我们很多人都很喜欢唱歌啊。
I think a lot of us like to sing.
什么叫唱歌呢
？What is the meaning of singing?
其实唱歌是情绪的一种表达。
Singing is an expression of your person.
我们快乐时我们就唱歌了。
When we are happy, we sing.
那个小朋友就是很小小朋友，你看他快乐时在唱歌了。
You see the little children, they sing when they are happy.
听他唱歌，你就他很快乐。
When you hear they sing, you know that they are happy.
我们说忧伤也唱歌。
When we are sad, we sing too.
因为这个歌唱是我们什么？是我们情绪的一个表达。
Because singing show our
emotion. 那么你今天在主的跟前呢，你要表达你的这一个里面的情绪。
Today, before the Lord, you have to show your emotion.
因为我们知道，我们呢，必须从我们主观的经历中 唱出这个歌。
Because we know that we have to be subjective in singing this song.
并且圣经告诉我们了，这个歌别人不能学的。
And the Bible told us that other people cannot learn this song.
因为这是你的经历。
Because this is your experience.
今天你不能老是唱保罗的歌。
You cannot always sing the song of Paul.
唱约翰的歌。
Or to sing the song of John.
弟兄姊妹们，你要唱你自己的歌。
Brothers and sisters, you have to sing the song of yourself.
就很可惜，很多基督徒自己没歌。
But a lot of Christians doesn't have their own song.
老唱别人的歌。
And they're always singing other people's song.
哦，你看我碰见那个弟兄多爱主，那个姊妹多爱主，那我说你呢？
And then we always see that other brothers and sisters says, oh, that brothers and sisters so much love the Lord. But the question is, how about you?
那我没歌。
I have no song.
不行。
No.
你自己要有歌。
You have to have your own song.
我们都知道约翰启示录不 sorry 以弗所书第一章。
We all know that in the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
Sorry, 第二章啊，第二章。
Chapter
2. 第二章第十节。
Chapter 2 verse 10.
讲到我们原是他手中的。工作是吧？
It says that we are the work.
是原是他手中的杰作。
We are the work in his hand.
那个希腊原文就是 poem, 就是诗。诗歌的诗。
The in the original text in the Greek word, it means song.
我们是诗。
We are the song, the poem.
对 ,poem, 对。你知道这是什么意思吗？
What does that mean?
这个诗呢
，the poem
是文学里面最精炼的文字，对不对
？It uses the best word in literature.
它只要用几个简单的字，哇，就表达很深的意义。
It only need to use a few words to represent a deep meaning.
那是人类最美丽的文字。
This is the most beautiful word human use.
那么今天。神的工作到我们身上的时候呢，他用这个来描述。
Today the work of God come to us, and He used this to describe it.
就本来我们是很粗糙的。
That we are rough.
啊，我们呢真的是在我们身上也读不出个什么东西。
We were originally very rough and cannot become pretty.
啊，就好像人家那个不大会写文章的人，虽然懂这些文字啊，拼在一起的时候乱七八糟。
Like the one who has no literature sense and they put different words together.
但是主耶稣来了之后，就把你一个一个的把你理出来了。
But Jesus Christ came and He fine-tuned it.
所以，因此在我们基督徒一生的里面，就有很多的故事出来。
So as a Christian, we have a lot of stories in our life.
哇，有的故事出来的时候，是像诗一样的美丽。
Some of these stories came out as a beautiful poem.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是伟大的神。
Our God is great God.
他也是个爱美的神。
He is the God who likes
perfect. 他不要那些粗糙的东西的。
He doesn't want rough stuff.
是他救我们很粗糙。
He saved us while we are rough.
但是有一天他要把我们改变，成为非常的精美。
But He will change us one day so that we become perfect.
这真的是我们难以想象。
This is something we cannot imagine.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这样的意念。
So brothers and sisters, if we have this thought,
你基督徒生活会改变的。
You will change your Christian life.
常常想到主要把你改变得更美一点，所以你就想生活能把它生活得更美丽一点。
If you know that, if you understand God is going to change you, then every day, your daily life, you would want to be more perfect.
不要动不动就发脾气。
And do not be temperate.
不要动不动就骂人。
Do not scold at people.
不要动不动就批评论断。
Do not judge other people.
啊，我们要隐藏我们自己的生命在基督里。
We have to hide our life in Christ.
让主的美丽从我们身上。
Let the beauty of the Lord become our life.
每一个人一生在主跟前，将来到主跟前去的时候，都是一首诗。
So everyone who come to the Lord in the future become this pretty poem.
当然我们知道这个诗也有长有短，对不对？
So we all know that this poem can be long or short.
有的基督徒将来到主跟前就这么一行就完了。
Maybe some of the Christian come to the Lord and it has only one sentence.
有的人可能像诗篇119篇呢。
And someone maybe like the Psalm 119.
哇，那写起来没完没了啊。
That it never ends.
真的，你看教会历史上有很多人，他们的一生摆在主跟前是那么样的美丽。
So you can see how beautiful it is in the history of the Christianity.
有的人是仅仅得救。
Some people just saved.
你不要做一个仅仅得救的圣徒。
You should not be a Christian who just saved.
那么今天你这个生命是怎么样被神谱出来的呢？
How is your life being laid out by Lord?
那是神把羔羊的生命
羔羊的性质组织在你的生命中。
That is God put the life and the characteristic of the lamb into you.
所以这是我们基督徒啊追求的一个目的。
So this is the goal for us Christians.
哎，有基督徒常讲，哎呀，为什么老是要去听道聚会？又要服侍，又要什么读经祷告，太麻烦。
Some people question that why we always have to go to gathering, pray, and sing hymns.
你知道吗？一个伟大的音乐家
，You know, a great musician.
他要谱出一些的伟大的歌曲的时候啊
，When he need to write a great song.
他开头很多时候可能就是做那个看起来很无聊的工作，对不对
？He might start it with a lot of scratches.
所以你千万不要觉得做基督徒、跟随主、追求主是无聊的。
So you should not see it lightly as a person to follow the Lord to obey Him.
你里面有一个认识。
You have to have this knowledge.
现在神在你身上正在谱一首歌。
That Lord is writing a song in you now.
所以对基督徒来讲，没有什么是无聊时刻。
So there is nothing should be meaningless.
都有意义在背后的。
Everything is meaningful.
感谢我们的神啊。
Thanks the Lord.
我不知道你有没有这样的领会。
I don't know if you have this understanding.
哎呀，我从年幼到现在，有时候回想起来，真是感谢主啊。
From my youth till now, I truly thanks the Lord.
现在我才知道主为什么叫我碰见这个人，遇见那个环境啊。
Now I understand why I encounter this person or encounter that condition.
因为神要把我谱成一首诗。
Because Lord wants to lay me out as a poem.
所以这些环境对我的经历来讲都是重要的，很重要的。
So all the circumstances I encountered are important.
所以你这样的话呢，你就不需要埋怨了，对不对
？So then you have no blame.
啊，也许你一埋怨，神就给你写个低音啊，这个在那里埋怨。
Maybe once you start complaining, then Lord give you a low tone.
啊，有的时候你真是光景很好，就给你写个高音。
And then when you have this spiritual condition, then Lord give you a high tone.
所以你看嘛，这个诗歌这个歌就是有高有低嘛，对不对
？So when you see the song, the music go up and down.
这个音乐才美丽啊。
Then this is beautiful music.
如果都是平平的。
If all are one tone.
哎，我最记得我从前在台湾时候有一个弟兄啊，他那什么音乐不懂，他来写歌。
I remember there was this brother in Taiwan. He has no music background, but he started writing.
哇，于是我唱的歌，我笑得不得了。
And it's I was laughing.
他歌是什么？哆哆哆哆哆哆哆哆。
And what is his music? He goes哆哆哆哆哆哆哆。
我这个谁都会写。
Everyone can write this music.
我这是什么诗歌
？And I was like, what type of music is this?
不高不低就怎么样？太平淡了。
It's too simple, one tone.
哎，后来我心里想，哦，这个是很好的提醒啊。
And then I was thinking, this is a good reminder to me.
说不定有很多基督徒一生到主跟前就是哆哆哆哆哆哆哆哆。
Maybe when I come to the Lord, I can only show this music as one tone to God.
什么起伏都没有。
There is no up and down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你要知道，今天主在你的生命中正在谱这些。
You have to know that Lord is putting down all these notes in your life.
到主跟前去的时候
，That one day when you come before Him,
个人唱个人的新歌。
Everyone has their own new song.
尤其这144,000人
，Especially for this 144,000 people.
一生经过许许多多的经历
，They had all this experience in their life.
他们个人唱个人的歌
，And they all have their own song.
我再说，你不要老唱别人的歌。
And let me repeat, don't sing other people's song.
你要唱你自己的歌。
Sing your own song.
怎么唱自己的歌
？And how do you sing your own song?
你要爱主。
You have to love the Lord.
你要把你整个的情感都归给主。
You have to give your own emotion to the Lord.
你要好好的跟随主。
You have to follow the Lord.
你要让今天主在你的生活中就开始来写这个歌。
You have to allow Lord to write this song in your life.
弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers and sisters.Thank the Lord.
这个歌是怎么写成的
？How is this song being composed?
这批人是从地里面买出来的。
It says that these were redeemed from the earth.
这个买总是付代价。
And to be bought, need a price.
就是这一班人，他们跟属地的生活之间呢，他们有个大的征战。
That they have this war between the world.
我们晓得今天这个世界这个属地东西整天拉着我们呢。
We understand this world always pull us.
我们很多基督徒属灵生活过得不好，就是什么地的势力在拉我们。
Our spiritual life cannot be normal because this world is pulling us down.
那么我们怎么样？靠主耶稣基督的恩典
，through Jesus Christ's grace，
付代价。
Pay this price.
的确，你今天要好好的跟随主，是需要付代价的。
You truly, you have to pay a price to follow Christ.
有的时候非常的疲倦。
Sometimes you are weary.
人家就要来聚会。
But you still have to come gathering.
有时候自己光景情况不好，还要好好的爱主，跟随主。
Even when you're in a poor condition, you still have to love the Lord.
所以这首歌是他们付代价。
These songs were paid price.
是从地的势力中买出来的。
Purchased from the land.
如果你有一点属灵的感觉，你就知道了。
If you have this spiritual feeling,
我们跟随主老是想往上，对不对？
When we follow the Lord, we want to go upward.
但这个地就拼命把你往下拉。
But this world always pull you back down.
我们的事业，我们的爱好，我们周围的家庭，很多的事物，通通把我们往下拉。
Our career, our family, our situation pull us back down.
所以我们就在这里向这个对抗。
So we are going against it.
有的时候呢，就要付点代价。
And sometimes we have to pay a price.
我记得年轻时候，有些弟兄姊妹出来起来做见证。
I remember when I was young, some brothers and sisters came out to do testimony.
弟兄，你不知道我过去多喜欢打篮球啊。
And then they were telling me that brother, you don't know how love
I how 迷得不得了啊。
How much love that I have with basketball.
那很多时候要去聚会了。
A lot of times we have to go gathering, but I have to go play ball. There are so many failure experiences that I have that I went to play the basketball. But the love of the Lord came to me all the time. That I put on this decision to stop playing basketball, to come to gathering.
So we were young, we didn't understand.
When I was young, I didn't understand too much.
他一面讲一面流泪。
When he was sharing, he was tearing.
因为对我这个不打篮球的人来讲，这有什么好流泪的呢？
Because to me, who doesn't play basketball, why is this sad?
不打球也流泪是吧？
Not playing basketball is sad.
对我们的弟兄来讲，他付代价。
But to this brother, he paid a price.
因为那个是地的吸引力。
Because this is the attractions from the land.
啊，有的人爱慕音乐。
Some people admire music.
啊，有的人爱慕这个，爱慕那个。
A lot of admiration on something else.
我相信弟兄姊妹们，我们都在这个经历里面。
I believe every brother and sisters have the same experience.
请记得。
Please remember.
你要从地里面被买，你要付代价。
That you have to pay a price to get away.
主就在你身上开始怎么写音乐。
Then Lord can start writing the music in you.
我不知道我这样讲你懂了吗
I hope you understand
主在你身上在谱一首美丽的歌
That Lord is writing a beautiful music in you
他说这里的歌呢有的时候像重水的声音听出来说
And it mentions that these songs like the waters, rushing waters
其实呢弟兄姊妹我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是一个什么生命的活泉
And you have to understand that every Christian is the spring of thisLife water.
我有一年到这个罗马去。
One year I went to Rome.
罗马被称作是重泉之城。
And Rome was called to be the city full of springs, fountains.
哎呀，到处都是水声的，哗啦哗啦的。
Everywhere is this fountains full of this rushing water sound.
其实有的时候我们来到主跟前，你看，有时候我们大家一同开始祷告说，你这个泉源也发生，他那个泉源也发生。
When we come to the gathering, every brothers and sisters have this prayer. It's just like the sound of the waters.
有的人的声音像大雷。
Someone like a loud thunder.
哇，那个弟兄一祷告像大雷。
Some brothers pray like a loud thunder.
我年轻时候祷告就像大雷。
And when I was young, I prayed like a loud thunder.
那个时候弟兄姊妹常常称赞我。
And I got a lot of praise from brothers and sisters.
这个孙小弟兄，当然我现在孙老弟兄，那个是孙小弟兄。
I was called the little Sun at that time.
他这个孙小弟兄一开口，那个会所的房顶给他掀掉了。
And someone says that once this little Sun start praying, the roof is going to collapse.
所以那个时候我很轻看一些弟兄姊妹祷告，声音那么小。
So I look down on brothers and sisters who have little voice in praying.
但是我读到这里的时候，我就想，你不能轻看，有的人像琴声。
But once I start reading here, that I understand someone pray like harp.
所以你知道发出各样不同的声音。
It has different type of sounds.
但是无论怎样，是唱新歌。
But no matter what, they are singing this new song.
新歌就是你个人独特的歌。
And this new song represents the characteristic of you, your own experience song.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
这是你要做羔羊的同伴的。第二个条件
This is the second requirement you need as an accompanier for the lamb.
那么第三个点
And the third point.
他这些不太容易懂，他说这些人没有沾染过妇女。
that some people don't understand because they don't have a connection with women.
难怪呢，这个天主教说这个是他们的。
So that's why Catholics claim these people as theirs.
因为他们中间的神父都不结婚的。
Because the priests are single, they don't get married.
那么圣经是这样说的吗
？And the Bible mentions it.
是这个吗
？That's what it means.
啊，我们有一位。懂得圣经的一位年长的弟兄，他解释的非常好。
We have this elder brother who explained this.
他说这班人被称作什么？称作 virgin people.
They were called virgin people.
他叫童贞的子民。
They were called virgin people.
我们知道圣经中啊，形容我们基督徒是童女。
We understand the Bible refer the Christian as the virgins.
你看，你读这个哥林多后书呢，保罗说呢，我把你们献给神，像童女一样献给神。
And in the Second Corinthians, it mentioned about that he sacrificed, he offered us as a virgins.
说明呢，他一个童真的心。
This gives a virgin heart.
这般跟随主的人呢。
These people who follow the Lord,
他们的心非常的单纯,
they have pure heart,
非常的专一,
they have this soul heart.
从他们蒙恩得救之后,
from the time they are saved by grace,
他们就知道他们是属于主的,
they know that they belong to the Lord.
他们就不能爱主之外的东西,
they do not love anything else outside of the Lord.
像今天呢, 很多女孩子, 订了婚,
you see a lot of girls nowadays they get engaged.
你订婚你就不能再找别人了。
Once you are engaged, you're not supposed to meet other boys.
你已经有归属了。
You have a family.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们都知道我们在地上是等候主回来迎娶我们。
Today, as a Christian, you understand that we are on the earth waiting for the Lord to return to receive us.
我们的确看见有很多弟兄姊妹，他们有这种童真的这种的。思想
You see, a lot of brothers and sisters have this virgin thought.
他们在地上一心的盼望就新郎回来。
They are on the earth waiting for the groom.
他所有的准备都是等候主回来迎娶。
All the preparation, they are getting ready to get married.
这是一个属灵的原则。
This is the principle of spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，所以你知道在圣经里面呢。
So, brothers and sisters, you understand in the Bible.
在旧约圣经里面，神对他的百姓最严厉的指责是什么呢
？In the Old Testament, the rebuke that God has to His people.
说他们是淫妇。
That they are adultery women.
说他们是这个妓女。
That they are prostitute.
我们都知道圣经中啊非常严厉的一个指责。
This is a serious rebuke.
但是。这个指责是合理的。
But this rebuke is reasonable.
啊，因为呢，神把以色列百姓是看作他的妻，那么他自己做以色列百姓的丈夫。
Because God see the Israelite as his wife, and he himself as the husband of the wife.
所以在圣经里面呢。
So in the Bible,
我们讲到我们的神是忌邪的神。
We understand our Lord is jealous God.
啊。这个中文不敢翻作嫉妒啊，其实原文就是嫉妒的意思。
And God is a jealous God.
我们晓得在生活中嫉妒是一个罪，是个不好的东西。
We understand in our life jealousy is not good.
但是唯有一个地方是可以用的。
But only one place you can apply it.
就是用在夫妻的生活里面。
That is applied to husband and wife.
这个不是罪。
This is not sin.
啊。所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们的神爱我们
Our God love us,
像丈夫爱妻子一样
Like husband love the wife,
他是好丈夫
He is a good husband,
但是我们是好妻子吗
But are we a good wife?
哎呀，我们真的是不敢讲，对吧
Well, we cannot say.
你看我们今天爱这个爱那个，我一大堆的爱
Today we love this and that, and we have so many things to love.
我读那个约翰福音第四章的时候，看见那个淫妇。
When I was reading the book of John chapter 4, I saw this prostitute.
有了五个丈夫了。
She has five husbands.
现在这个还不是呢。
And this is not the one that she has now is not her husband.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你如果有属灵的感觉啊
，Brothers and sisters, if you have this spiritual touch,
你们原谅我这样说啊
，Please forgive me.
我们跟这个撒玛利亚妇人差不多的。
We are not that different with this Samaritan woman. Do not mock at her.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我们
May Lord have mercy on us
让我们有童真女的这个心思和意念
That we have this virgin thought as a virgin
在今生今世在地上 做我们主耶稣基督童真的子民。
That we, the life that we have on the earth can be the virgin people for the Lord.
今天主在这得着一般百姓。
Lord is waiting for His people.
他们真是除了主之外没有别的爱慕。
That these people beside the Lord, they have no other love.
我这个稍微解释一下。
And let me explain a little bit more.
这个保罗告诉我们呢
Paul told us
你要学会把主耶稣放在你心思的中心点上
You have to learn how to put Christ in your heart center of your heart
免得你有个误解
so that you do not misunderstood
我从前讲这个有些弟兄们告诉你说叫我全心爱耶稣那我怎么爱我太太那是麻烦
Some brothers and sisters criticize me and says if I would have to put wholeheartedly to love Christ how can I love my wife
我全心爱主耶稣我怎么爱我的孩子呢
I wholeheartedly love Christ then how can I love my children
那么我全心爱主耶稣我还要不要读书呢
If I wholeheartedly love Christ should I still pursue my study
就说我全心爱主还做不做生意呢
And if I wholeheartedly love Jesus should I still do my business
不他的意思说你要把你心思中间那个中心点的地位是给主的。
No, it actually referred to the center of your heart.
我说，只要你把你的那个心思的中心点给主耶稣
，You give the center of your heart, center of your thought to Lord.
你要去好好的爱你的妻子。
And then you still have to love your wife.
好好的爱你的丈夫。
You still have to love your husband.
好好爱你的家。
Love your family.
你也可以爱你的事业，爱你的。爱你的工作
and you can continue to love your career and your business
这个叫做童真女的心
this is the heart of a virgin
啊，弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
今天这个是非常重要的
this is important thing
啊，今天撒旦在人身上所做的最大的一个破坏工作也是这个
Satan is doing this destroying work in us
所以这个叫神百姓中的童真子民
And so this referred to the people of God, virgin people of God.
我想这个才是今天属灵的一个解释。
I believe this is the spiritual explanations.
那么第四个点。
And the fourth point.
这里讲到羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And it mentioned that they follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
今天很多基督徒常常祷告的时候这样祷告。
A lot of Christians pray like this.
我们懂得这个意思吗？
Do we understand the meaning?
什么叫做羔羊？无论往哪里去，我们都跟随呢？
What does it mean by follow the Lamb wherever he goes?
就是告诉我们，无时无刻的，你都注意要表现羔羊。
This is to tell us that in any moment you have to reveal the Lamb.
今天不管遭遇什么。
No matter what type of things you encounter today,
啊、
in the morning you came to the meeting.
我们弟兄姊妹坐的，个个都是羔羊。
Every brothers and sisters are lamb here sitting.
等等，回到家里去了。
And by the time you go home,
你不能变成豺狼虎豹。
You cannot become the lion or the tiger.
还是羔羊。
You have to remember to continue to be the lamb.
你碰到你的妻子，你是羔羊；碰到你的丈夫，是羔羊。
When you encounter your wife, your husband, you are still a lamb.
你教养儿女时候，你也是羔羊。
You are teaching your children, you are still a lamb.
明天去上班呢
？Tomorrow go to work.
碰到个恶老板，你还是要羔羊。
And you met your mean boss, but you still have to be the lamb.
你到学校碰到个恶教授，你也是羔羊。
When you go to the school and met a mean professor, you still be the lamb.
你健康时候羔羊，你疾病时候也是羔羊。
When you are healthy, you are the lamb. When you are sick, you are
那弟兄姊妹懂得这个意思吗
When you, do you understand?
就是无论在哪里在什么样情况里你都表现羔羊
So no matter where you are and no matter what type of circumstances you are still the lamb
羔羊无论往哪里去你都跟随
Then you can say that follow the lamb wherever he goes
也有弟兄们这样翻译做羔羊无限量的跟随者
And there is other brothers and sisters explain like this that you are the unlimited following the Lord, the Lamb
特别在人际的关系里
And especially in the human relationship
在教会的侍奉中
In the serving of the church
有时候我们在侍奉上遇见困扰
Sometimes we got troubled in our servings
你要有一个思想
And you have this thought.
现在是你表现羔羊的时候。
Now you are revealing as a lamb.
你知道这个不容易啊。
You know this is not easy.
我们有人的自己有自己的脾气的。
Everyone has their own personality.
我们自己的尊严的。
And we have our own esteem.
有我们自己的想法的。
We have our own thought.
有我们自己的本事的。
We have our own capability.
啊，所以你要胜过这些东西才行。
So you have to overcome all these.
人家有一段时间我在准备学这个功课。
There was this time that I was learning this lesson.
有次一个姊妹啊，她一个家庭主妇，她找我交通。
There is a sister who wants to have fellowship with me.
其实我去之前我就知道她心里面大概有点想骂我。
And before I went there, I have this understanding that she wants to rebuke me.
至少她想找我理论。
At least she wants to reason with me.
她想证明一件事情是她对我错。
She wants to prove something that she is right and I'm wrong.
我去之前我心里就已经有这个。
So I have this preparation before I go.
我就保守自己在生命的里面。
And I kept my own life in me.
主啊，我绝不跟他争。
And I pray to the Lord that I'm not going to fight her.
无论他说什么。
No matter what she said.
我就听好。
I'm going to listen.
所以那天啊，我真的到他家里，哇，他越讲越起劲。
So when I was there, she was very aggravated.
我在那保守主的同在，我就笑眯眯的听着他讲。
With the Lord. Keeping me, I was listening to her with a smile.
哇，讲了好长一段时间，那个姊妹说，哎呀，孙弟兄，我就知道我弄不过你了。
This sister rebuked me for a long time, and then at the end she says, "Oh, Brother Song, I know that I cannot overcome you."
你这么活在这个生命里面。
You are living in such a life.
所以最后她认输了。
So she admits that she failed. So thanks the Lord, I return home happily. So you know, this is the overcoming of the lamb.
真的，你如果这样，你到最后看是到底谁得胜啊？
So when you treat like this, then you will see who has this victory.
启示录已经告诉我们了。
Book of Revelation told us.
你不管那个兽有多大。
No matter how big this beast is.
它七头十脚也不需要怕它。
It has 7 head or 10 arms. You do not need to be afraid.
常常对很多年轻弟兄姊妹的聪明的年轻弟兄姊妹讲。
I always speak to the youth.
你聪明吗？
You think you are wise?
你只有一个头。
You only have one head.
魔鬼有七个头。
The Satan has 7 heads.
七个头怎么能跟一个头比呢？对不对？
How can you compare your one head with the 7 head?
千万不要自认为聪明。
Do not think yourself as wise.
你好好地活在羔羊的生命里。
Live nicely in the lamb of life.
羔羊才是真正的智慧。
The life of lamb is the true wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要从现在开始起。
We have to start now.
无论遇见什么，遭遇什么。
No matter what type of encountering.
无论我们过去的习惯怎么样，不能改变我们。
No matter what type of past habits we have.
心里面有个感，有一个抓住一件事情。
You have to grab on this thing.
羔羊无论往哪里去，我都要跟随。
No matter where the lamb goes, you go with it.
你试试看，你这样做，你知道很不容易了。
If you try, then you will see how uneasy it is.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
圣灵的膏油能使你达到这个。
The anointment of the Spirit can help us to reach.
要做羔羊，无限量的跟随者。
We have to be the unlimited followers of this lamb.
这样你就能有份于十四万四千人。
Then you will be part of this 144,000.
有一天你可以跟主的脚一同站在锡安山上。
And one day you will be able to stand with the Lord on this Mount Zion.
你在今世，你就是羔羊的同伴。
Your current life is the accompanion of the lamb.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这段话
，this verse。
是我们主所给我们最宝贵的一段启示。
It's the most precious revelation from the Lord.
如果你忽略了
，If you neglected it，
将来到主跟前恐怕要懊悔的。
In the future, you might regret.、
啊、然后呢，第五个点。
And the fifth point，
做初熟的果子。
Is to be the first fruit.
他说是从人间买来的。
It says purchased from man.
就是什么？我们基督徒要追求成熟。
That our Christian has to seek to be mature.
虽然我们有时候处在一个环境中，我们看起来周围都是很幼嫩，都没有熟，对不对？
Sometimes we are in a circumstances that everyone is so raw.
好，你们不熟，我自己先来追求成熟。
So if you see that others are raw and I want to be mature myself.
你要表现这个熟。
You have to reveal this maturity.
他这里为什么说从人间买来的？
Why is this purchased from among men?
我们晓得跟随主这个人情世故也是不容易胜过的东西。
I think following Lord is not easy when we have so many different.
人对我们的影响是很厉害的。
Human relationships changing us.
所以他们也付代价，不顾人情世故。
So we have to pay a price to ignore all the human relationship.
不顾自己的脸面。
And to ignore our own face.
他们追求生命达到成熟。
They pursue their life to become mature.
那个水果，那个果子在树上哈，怎么会达到成熟？
You know how a fruit can become mature in the tree.
那个初熟果大部分都在外面的果。
The first fruit are usually in the outer part.
因为什么呢？太阳出来，首先就晒到它们。
Because when the sun comes out, they get the sunlight first.
所以一个果子要成熟，它需要很好的阳光，在阳光的暴晒底下，它就达到成熟。
So if this fruit need to be mature, they need the sunlight, the sunshine.
这个阳光呢，这个暴晒呢，代表他们经过苦难。
When they are shined under the sunlight, it represents the tribulations they passed.
西方人讲嘛 ，no pain no glory， 对不对
？The Western idiom says no pain no glory。
没有痛苦，生命不会生长的。
If you have no pain, how can you grow？
我跟我姊妹常讲，我们小时候带孩子，发现，他发一次烧，他就长高一寸。
I was talking to my wife a lot of times that little children, every time they have a fever, then they start growing.
很奇妙，这孩子生吃病啊，就变得更成熟了。
That once they get sick, then after the sickness, they grow up.
所以我们的生命也是一样。
So our life is the same.
经过这些试炼苦难。
We have to experience all these tribulations.
而在基督徒的生命经历里面，这个人际之间的这一个苦难是很大的。
And as a Christian, this human relationship is a great tribulation to us.
感谢主，你愿意付代价跟随主。
Thanks the Lord, you are willing to pay the price to follow.
他们是神的百姓中间首先达到成熟的。
They are the first fruit among the people of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
基督徒要追求成熟，非常的重要。
A Christian's life has to become mature.
求主救我们脱离那种孩童思想。
May Lord take us out of this baby life.
脱离那种幼稚的思想。
Take us out from this childhood.
所以我常常有时候跟我们甚至有服侍的弟兄们，我常常都提醒。
And I always reminded brothers and sisters who serve with me together.
你一个有个意念出来的时候啊。
Once you have a thought.
你最好多花一点时间在主面前等候。
And you should wait and pray before the Lord.
只等到你这个意念思想达到成熟，你再来。
Until your thoughts become mature, then you come to the fellowship to share.
连我们基督徒有时候交通讲话也是这样。
Even brothers and even Christians, when we talk, should be like this.
你必须把主的话在里面反复思想，最后达到一个比较成熟的一个情况。
You have to think and meditate the Lord's word until we become mature.
所以这是我们今天在主跟前的一个重要的学习的点。
So this is an important lesson for us.
他们做出手的果子。
That they are the first fruit of God.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
最后一个点。
And the last point.
他们讲到，在他们的口中啊，这个查不出谎言了，他们是没有瑕疵的。
No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless.
可能很多弟兄姊妹读到这里，我们讲，哎呀，没希望。
When brothers and sisters think, oh, once I've read this, I have no hope.
我们中间有没有弟兄姊妹从来没说过谎话的？
Is there anyone who never lie?
连我也不敢举手。
Even I would not dare to raise my hand.
如果是这个是一个条件，那我们怎么有希望呢
？If this is part of the requirement, then how can we qualify?
那么，有什么人是绝对没有说过谎言的呢
？Who had never lied?
我们读圣经，连亚伯拉罕说过谎，对不对
？Even Abraham had lied.
他把他的妻子当作妹妹，他这个撒谎的。
He called his wife as the sister.
对吗？大卫也说过
，and even David lied、
那我们知道，尤其彼得
，and Peter，
那更是厉害。
He lied more.
出卖主。
He betrayed the Lord.
他明明三年半跟随主，他说我不认识这个人。哇，这个太厉害了。
He followed Jesus for 3.5 years, but he said I don't know him.
那么这样讲，他们都没有份了，对不对、
So then they are not part of it.
我们想今天恐怕全世界你找不到一个人从小到大没说过一句谎话。
And I'm afraid that nowadays we cannot find one person on this world.
你知道这个谎言呢， 也包括那个不准确的话。
And you know, lie also means inaccurate word.
所以这个是多么严重，多么要求高的。
So what a high standard this.
必须要达到没有瑕疵的，怎么可能
？And has to be blameless.
弟兄姊妹，这帮人怎么能达到这样的境界
？So how can these brothers and sisters reach this point?
这是依靠。羔羊宝血所达到的果效。
That is to rely on the blood shed by the lamb.
我们要感谢我们的主耶稣。
We have to thank our Christ Jesus.
他为我们流血，这个血是何等的宝贵。
He shed his blood, and this blood is precious.
所以在新约圣经里面
，So in the New Testament,
只有彼得说这个血是宝贵的血。
Only Peter called as precious blood.
因为彼得的失败太多了。
Because Peter failed many times.
今天呢，你我。在我们的失败中，如果能够经历主的血的洁净，你就知道这个血是何等的宝贵。
Today, you and I, we had a lot of failures, but when we experience this blood, then we will know how precious it is.
所以我们说，这里这一帮人，他们至少有内里的诚实。
So we have to understand this group of people at least have this type of honesty.
他们没有隐藏自己的失败。
They did not hide their failure.
他们愿意向主承认失败。
They are willing to admit their failure.
那么经过主的血洁净之后
，and cleaned by the Lord's blood.
这个就算他们口中没有谎言。
And Lord count them as no lie in their mouths.
你说这么简单呐
？And you said isn't that easy?
就是这样。
Just like this.
你知道在。这个希伯来书里面第八章第十章里面
You know in the book of Hebrew chapter 8 and 10
有这样话
And there is this
他说一旦经过主血的赦免
Once you are forgiven by the Lord's blood
神说我就不再纪念他们的罪愆
Then Lord would not remember their sins
你知道这个不再纪念的那个圣经的原文是就是完全忘记
Do not remember meaning forget
就一若毫无其事发生。
God, look at it as if it never happened.
你说怎么可能会有这样的情况呢
？And then you will say, how could this happen?
所以今天，假使你有了犯错，你来到主面前认罪。
So today, if you had sinned and you come to repent,
而经过主的血这个洁净之后
，through the cleansing of the blood,
神就完全忘记。
Lord totally forget.
哇，你说还有这种事，这甚至福音呢，对不对
？And then you are saying you should say what a good gospel this is.
有一次，一位年长的弟兄解释的很好。
There is an elderly brother whom explained.
他说：“为什么神会忘记
？Why God will forget？”
他说：“因为我们神的智慧是完全的。
”Because our Lord has this complete intelligence.
啊，所以他呢可以全部记住。
So he can remember everything.
他也可以全部忘记。
But he can also completely forget.
所以今天你讲了一句闲话，神都记得。
So whatever you said today, God can remember.
但是神也可以全部忘记。
But God can also allow Himself to forget.
神是何等的爱他的儿子。
God loves His children so much.
不是 children， 他的儿子。
God loves His son so much.
他看见他儿子流血，那个是非常宝贵的一件事情。
He saw His son blood.
所以我们的主乐意为我们流血。
So our Lord is willingly to shed His blood.
他的血赦免我们一切的罪。
His blood forgive all our sins.
所以当我们无论大罪小罪到他们，只要血一洗净，神就把我们的罪全部忘记。
So no matter a big sin or small sin, once we come before Him and cleansed by this blood, our God will forgive and forget.
我们人做不到的。
Us as human cannot do this.
今天，比方我得罪弟兄。
Today I offended a brother.
这弟兄很有学习，他说我靠主的恩典赦免你。
And the brother says, through the grace of God, I forgive you.
但他每次看见我都想起我得罪他。
But every time he saw me, he remembered.
是不是这样呢
？Isn't it?
我们的人的思想不完全的。
We do not have this perfect thought.
所以弟兄姊妹们。我们的麻烦很大。
So there's a lot of trouble, brothers and sisters.
我们该记的记不住，该忘的忘不了。
The thing that we should remember, we did not remember. The thing that we should forget, we cannot forget.
人只要得罪我们一次，我们一辈子都记得。
Someone offended us once, and we remember it for life.
所以心里老想赦免他，但一看见他就想起他。
Even though we keep telling to forgive him, but we cannot forget.
我们那个该记的东西啊，怎么记也记不住。
What we should remember, we cannot remember.
因为我们的心思是一个不完全的事。
Because our mind is not complete.
主是称我们的神被称作是全智的神。
Our Lord is called omniscient God.
因为 他这个智慧是一无缺陷。
Because his wisdom is unlimited.
所以他可以记得，也可以忘记。
So he can remember and he can forget.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们永远都有希望。
We always have this hope.
虽然我们一辈子说了很多谎言。
Even though we have lied in our life.
今天我们可以达到一个地步。
Today we can reach a point.
成为一般口中没有谎言的人。
To become a person with no lie in our mouths.
这是因为我们在整个人的悔改进的主。主的血的洁净的一个结果。
Because we are willing to repent and enter into His blood.
只有主能使我们变成无瑕疵的。
Only Lord can make us blameless.
所以呢，这般人活在地上的时候，他们是天天活在主宝血的保护底下。
So these people living on the earth is being protected under the blood.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
在启示录第十四章。
In the book of Revelation, chapter
14,
verse 1 to 5, this is the most precious word to those saints in the end age. Every brother and sister have to meditate this. So that the Holy Spirit can bring us into the world. So that we can pursue the Spirit.In the Lord, we do not only see the Lord as the Lamb. And Lord has revealed everything to us. Lord also hoped that every one of us become the Lamb. And we become the accompanying of the Lamb. We have to thank the Lord in the book of Revelation at the end age. God gave the children of God and the church two revelations that is related to his son. First is the son of man. Second is the lamb. And I repeat, the lamb is that type of person.
人子是那样的人。
The son of man is that type of person.
羔羊是那样的生命。
The lamb is that type of life.
能救我们脱离今天这个可怕、淫乱、黑暗、混乱的世界。
To save us from this horrible and adultery and the chaos world.
甚至脱离今天这个可怕的地上教会的。
And deliver us out of this chaos church.
你就看见主是人子，主是羔羊。
Then you will see that the Lord is the Son of God and the Lamb.
这个能救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
And He can deliver us from this world.
叫我们能活在主所喜悦的光景中。
So that we can live in a condition pleasing God.
让我们能有好的光景迎接主的再来。
So that we have a good condition to receive God's return.
也许明天我们可以参加羔羊的婚宴。
So that we can attend this lamb wedding.
我们能在他的宝座上与他享荣耀。
And so that we can receive glory with him on the throne.
愿主用这些话激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us with his word.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
若不是你把你自己的话语解开
，If it's not you who opened the word,
我们都不知道我们在你面前蒙了多么大的恩典。
We would not understand that we received such a great grace.
你把我们难以想象的恩典加在我们的身上。
You gave us this grace that we never imagined of.
主啊，你为我们所成就的是何等的大事。
What you have established is great.
你不仅成为人子
，Not only you become the son of man，
你代替我们
，You for us，
把一个正常人的光景显在神的跟前。
As a normal person， you reveal in front of the Lord。
今天教会在地上，应当为着你这个人子做美好的见证。
Today church has to testify for you as the son of God。
我们更是敬拜你。
And we worship you.
你这位伟大的主
You are the great Lord.
你却降卑自己。
You humble yourself.
那么取了羔羊的形象。
You take the image as the lamb.
主啊，你借着这个羔羊，说明了你生命的特性。
Through this lamb, you reveal the characteristics.
是何等清楚的启示。
What a clear revelation.
也是符合于我们这些微小的人的一个启示。
Also a revelation to us, these little people.
主啊，你不仅是羔羊。
Lord, you are not just a lamb.
让每个弟兄姊妹都成为羔羊。
Please make every brothers and sisters to be the lamb.
让羔羊的生命从我们身上被显明出来。
So that the life of lamb can be revealed through us.
在我们的家中。
In our home.
在我们的亲属中
in our relatives,
在我们工作的场合
at our work,
在我们学习的场合
in our school,
甚至在整个教会
even in the whole church,
让这个羔羊的生命能够被显明出来
let the life of lamb be revealed,
主啊我们渴望能做你的同伴
we admire to be the accompanion of you,
更巴望有一天我们能和你的脚一同站在锡安山上
we wanted, desired to be standing with you in the mount
求主借着真理的圣灵
through the Spirit
带我们进入真理
bring us into the truth
我们谢谢你
we thank you
永远的感谢你
we thank you forever
把一切深处的爱戴都归给你
and give all our love to you
我们这样祷告
our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
in Christ Jesus' name
Amen
Amen